Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's terrifying tale is about this boy-turned-man who had this gift of being able to go to other realities, to a different dimension, per se. But unfortunately for him, the grass was not greener on the other side. Now let's get spooky. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Ever since I was a child, I had strange experiences, accidentally entering into a dark world which I came to think of as the Badlands. I've seen people call it no-clipping, which is as good a word for it as any. The first time it ever happened, I was coming home from school. My parents both worked late, so I was always alone. I walked into my front door, my head down, so at first I didn't notice what was happening all around me. It was as if I had walked into the wrong house. The house I lived in with my family was a small duplex that we kept clean with Persian carpets and mirrors all around the front hallway. The house I had actually entered looked abandoned, with black water dripping from the ceiling. Floors that looked like they were about to collapse and ceilings that hung down so low and had so much black mold that it was a miracle that they were still standing. I tried to spin around and run, but the door had slammed and locked behind me. Despite looking for any deadbolt or any lock on the handle, I couldn't find nothing, but there was no way to get it open. I pulled with all the strength an 8-year-old could muster, pulling hard, screaming, slamming my little fist into the soggy ancient wood. I hoped someone would hear me. Then I heard something slithering behind me. Its breath sounded ragged and strained, as if it was choking on its mucus. It coughed constantly. I turned, my heart beating fast, my eyes as wide as dinner plates, and saw a creature from my worst nightmare. It was a woman, or at least half a woman. She pulled herself forward on rotting arms, her entrails and intestines dragged behind her. The lower part of her body was entirely missing. She had no legs or waist. How she could still be alive was totally beyond my child's mind to comprehend. As she got within 10 feet of me, her head jerked up suddenly, her jaw opening far too wide, and showing a mouthful of fangs streaked with clotted gore. Bloody trails ran down her chin and naked, decaying breasts from her open mouth. Flies swarmed around her as her body gave off a smell like rotting roadkill and copper. 2 huge black wings unfurled from the rotting skin of her back. And with a sudden savage leap, she flew into the air, her mouth wide open and aimed at my throat. Screaming in terror, I pushed with all my strength at the door, and at the last possible moment, it flew open behind me, dumping me out onto the sidewalk in front of my house. I fell hard on my back, shrieking, scraping my hands and elbows as I tried to crawl backwards on all fours. The door slammed behind me, and a heavy thump smashed into it, rattling the entire front of the house. My neighbor, a sweet old woman named Mrs. Fullman, ran over from her yard, a gardening shear still in her right hand.
"Dear child, what is wrong with you?"
she cried, putting one trembling hand over her chest.
"You nearly gave me a heart attack."
I pointed at the front door with one shaking finger, but now there was no sign of the Badlands or the creature I had seen. It looked just like a regular front door on another stereotypical suburban home. As I grew older, I realized the creature I had seen was real, a type of vampire from the Philippines called a tick-tick. They leave the lower half of their bodies behind when they go out to feed. How she got here, thousands of miles away from the Philippines, was only one mystery among many, and not even a very large one. Wherever I went when I no-clipped, I was not necessarily attached to the original location of this world. Or maybe the tick-ticks existed all over the globe. I would never find the answer to those questions. After this, however, whenever I opened a door, I would peer inside and make sure there wasn't some strange otherworldly dimension on the other side. This worked for years, until I was 17, and coming home from working at a restaurant one cold fall day. The place where the restaurant was located was on the border of the city, and it was an extremely nasty place at night. Drug dealers and prostitutes controlled that area of the town. I had just walked out of the restaurant, smelling like pizza and fried food, a smell which seemed to seep permanently into whatever clothing I was wearing when I was at work. My head was down, so I was texting a friend from school about a camping trip that we were planning that weekend. Because of this, I didn't notice the three young men silently following me, red bandanas wrapped around the dark skin of their foreheads to mark them as members of the Bloods. When I turned to take a shortcut through an alleyway, they followed close behind, then ran up on me. I heard footsteps coming and looked back in shock. One of them had a pistol out, kept pointing down for now. The gun looked huge, and as black as the night I walked through.
"Yo!"
one of them screamed at me.
"Stop right there, mother!"
That was all I needed to hear. I took off sprinting wildly down the alleyway, but they were faster than I was. Within seconds, I felt a hand on my shoulder. In a panic, my subconscious mind took over. I brought up my past experiences in that other world, like a video running through my...
Think about the last time you had to cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Cyber Week deals at BJ's Wholesale Club are so great, we called in the North Pole's top IT expert to tell you about them.
Al the IT Elf here. This time of year, I'm asking everyone two things. Have you tried rebooting? And have you seen BJ's Cyber Week savings? Through December 7th, get a $20 digital coupon when you spend $200. Plus, through December 4th, get up to 40% off TVs, tech, and appliances. And like remembering your password, remember that these deals are only on BJ's.com or the BJ's app.
Visit BJ's.com/Cyber Week for holiday savings.
Third eye. Breathing hard, I pulled away from the hand that seeked to stop me running right into a solid brick wall behind a dumpster. I thought I would smack my face and chest into it, so instinctively closed my eyes as I impacted it. But there was no collision. I went right through it. Somehow I had, for the first time, intentionally no-clipped out of the normal world and into the Badlands. Looking around, I saw that I had entered a seemingly abandoned, post-apocalyptic version of the city. Some of the buildings were half-collapsed. Smashed bricks and shattered glass littered the ground. I walked through the ruins of the building I was in, jumping over the broken wall back out into the alleyway I'd just come from. There was no sign of the gang members, or anyone else for that matter. At first, I just doubled over and caught my breath, glad to be out of immediate danger. Little did I realize that I had gone out of the frying pan and into the fire. There were far worse things in the Badlands than simple gang members, and I was about to find out the hard way. I walked through the streets back towards the downtown area, finding a warehouse that was mostly intact. I pushed on the front door. While the warehouse in my world was a bustling distributor for Spanish foods and drinks at the local bodegas, here it appeared to produce something much more unsettling. The first floor had an assembly line with half-finished torture devices. I saw massive iron maidens, the countless sharp spikes waiting for whatever unfortunate victim would be shoved inside. Thankfully, the doors were not yet welded on the front of them. Further on, I saw brazen bulls. They were huge metal constructions, with a door on the side where the victim would be forced in, a fire lit underneath the iron to make it scalding hot. The victim would burn alive within the brazing bull, a series of pipes and horns underneath the head of the bull, leading to the oven so that the tortured screams that would sound like a roaring of a bull. Most of them were still missing their metal feet, while others were still waiting for the doors to be welded on. I had seen enough. I wanted to get out of this place. I stopped looking after that, running up to the third and topmost floor. The building smelled musty and ancient. Spiderwebs got tangled in my hair, causing me to freak out and spin in circles, beating myself on my head and face and chest to make sure no creeping bugs or spiders were going underneath my shirt or crawling down my nose and mouth. After I had calmed down, I carefully walked towards the window facing the street, keeping my arms in front and waving them back and forth to try to keep the spiderwebs out of my face. Looking down, I saw someone walking along the street. From where I stood, they looked like nothing more than a dark silhouette. I could discern no features, no eyes or hair or nose or even ears, and their clothes, as if they were wearing any, must have been pure black. They looked like nothing more than a walking shadow to me. Getting closer to the window, I tried to get a better look, but the window was old and falling apart. As I put my hands on it, leaning forward, a pane of glass fell out. The creature looked up instantly. The glass shattered on the street a few stories below. Taking a deep breath in, I stepped back from the window, a sense of panic and an unsettling fear rising in my chest. Below me, I heard a door open and close. "Oh shoot, oh shoot, oh shoot," I whispered to myself, looking for somewhere to hide. Heavy footsteps were running up the stairs now, and I had no time to think. I found an old desk nearby, crawling underneath it, and pulling the box cutter I always kept in my pocket at workout. It seemed like such a small and useless weapon, especially in a place like this. Within seconds, the third floor door slammed open, and I heard a heavy, distorted breathing coming from the entryway. The creature slowly walked over to the window. Peeking out from my hiding spot, I saw it look down from the window where I had just stood. A soft tickling started behind my left ear. Reaching back, I brushed at the spot and saw a huge, fat, black spider stuck to my hand.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Screaming in instinctual panic, I threw it across the room, crawling out from the hiding spot. I wonder how many others were crawling on me in that very moment. But as I crawled out, I stopped, realizing my stupidity. The creature was now looking directly at me, standing only 10 feet away. It was the purest black, as if it was truly nothing more than a shadow. As it stared at me, however, its features began to transform. The darkness of its silhouette seemed to melt away from it, puddling into a shadow at its feet. New features melted onto its face, like liquid wax solidifying into a human face and body. With horror, I realized I was looking at my own face, except it wasn't exactly the same. The creature had used my likeness, but the eyes I looked at were bloated and yellow. The skin was falling off, rotting, its hair dry and covered in clotted blood. Maggots infested every inch of its skin, wiggling and falling off in droves. Spiders crawled into its mouth and out of its nose and ears. It had transformed into me as a decaying body, as if I had been murdered and thrown into a swamp for a few days. Shrieking, I tried to crawl back away from it on all fours as it walked slowly up to me.
"Sweet, sweet child,"
it said to me in a croaking, inhuman voice, bending down close to me. I could smell the rancid gases emanating from its mouth, smell the bloating of its intestines and stomach as liquefied shit and rotten meat dripped from every orifice of its body.
"You are a long way from home."
It put its hand around my throat. I felt some of its skin slough off as I tried to struggle away, but its grip was like iron. Lifting me up, it held me up in the air with one hand, bringing me inches away from its sickly, jaundiced eyes.
"Get away from—"
I tried to say, but it was choking off my air supply. My vision started to turn white with adrenaline and oxygen deprivation. With a last burst of energy, I took the box cutter, slicing it across its right eye. With a shriek like a banshee, it dropped me. I fell hard on my back, my head slamming into the concrete floor. I saw stars for a moment, but I didn't have time to waste getting my bearings. Pushing myself up with unsteady hands wavering, I began to sprint away from the abomination. I looked back as I went through the third floor to the stairwell, seeing vitreous fluid and maggots leaking from its slit-open eye. It wiped away the disgusting mixture, then took after me, running at a superhuman speed that I could never hope to escape. taking the stairs two at a time, descending at a suicidal pace. I made it back to the first floor before it caught up with me. I had ran past the brazen bowls to the section of Iron Maidens when it grabbed my shoulder, spinning me around. With an insane burning anger shining in its remaining eye, it opened its mouth. A spider crawled out, jumping onto my face. I would have screamed, but it had grabbed me in the face and throat, and it now looked as if it was going to kiss me. It began to suck at the air, and I felt myself weakening. I saw white light exiting my mouth and going into its open maw as more spiders and maggots crawled from its body onto mine. With a strength I didn't know I possessed, I pushed it as hard as I could. It stumbled back, falling into the open casket of an Iron Maiden standing directly behind it. While the monster was still unsteady, I put both my hands out and ran at it, shoving it into the spikes of the Iron Maiden directly behind it. The spikes went right through it and into my hands. Shrieking in pain, feeling warm blood begin to run down both of my arms from multiple holes in my palms and fingers, I pulled back. Instinctually, I began to bat away the spiders that had landed on me and crawled in my hair, around my face and chest, leaving small splashes of my own blood all over my body and clothes. Then I heard more footsteps from behind me. Spinning around, I saw two more of those things. Without a second thought, I took off running towards the back of the factory, hoping with all of my heart that an emergency exit existed.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Stood there. They gained on me rapidly. As I saw the broken doorway in the back, I began to think of my world. A vision of blue skies, moonlit nights, oceans, cars, and other facets of the normal world ran through my third eye in moments. A hand landed on my shoulder, but I had reached the door. Pulling away, I jumped through it. I landed heavy on the city streets behind the factory, noticing with relief that I was back in the real world, but I had not lost the creatures. They had both come through close behind me, pure black shadows that bent close to my face as if examining me. One had opened its mouth and was approaching my face, unhinging its jaw and showing a fluid of sickly white light within its body. I heard the screaming of children and the cries of tortured souls within these abominations, as if the souls of their victims were forever trapped within their eldritch frames. At that moment, I heard a few soft footsteps. Within my last breath, I yelled, "Help!"
"Hey, he's over here!"
I heard a deep voice yell. Looking up, I saw the three gang members. One of them with the pistol still out.
"Motherfucker, you gonna regret!"
The leader started to say. Then he noticed the two black creatures. They had turned to look at the three with hungry interest.
"What the fuck?"
The two abominations rushed at the three thugs. I saw the leader of the three raise his pistol and shoot the front one directly in the chest. It stumbled for a moment, then stood back up, rushing forward. The three thugs tried to turn and run, but they didn't make it more than a few steps. The abomination in the lead grabbed the first one and slammed his head into a brick wall, dropping him to the ground in an unconscious leap. Then they closed the distance to the remaining two, each grabbing one by the throat and putting their lips up to the thug's mouths. As I got up, still unsteady and bleeding from multiple spots all over my hands, my only thought was to get as far as possible from these abominations. The last thing I heard was the gasping of the gang members and their cries for help as their life was sucked out of them. It has been a few days since then, and now reports are coming from all over the city of mysterious bodies, dried up and desiccated, as if their insides had been sucked out by a spider. I know those monsters are hard at work, and though they may have saved my life, I hope I never see them again. I don't think I want to noclip anymore, either.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.